Brian Jones is with Rock Hill Parks Recreation and Tourism. He is the tourism supervisor, and he's here to kind of give us a look at the summer of 2026 through the eyes of tourism in the city of Rock Hill. And good morning to you,
Brian.
Good
morning. How are y'all?
Great. So I always like to explain to folks, it's Rock Hill Parks Recreation and Tourism, and there's a different supervisor for each of the three elements that we offer, right? Or disciplines that we offer.
Sure.
So you're over tourism, which is a big part of what we do here. And we're very unique because most parks and recreation departments are just that, parks and recreation. But some years ago, the city of Rock Hill said, we need to add tourism to that equation, right?
Yeah, well, when we built, you know, Cherry Park in 85, it kind of, we were kind of the first, the leading, you know, in the state to have tourism. So there's maybe three or four in the state now that have the T behind their name. But yeah, very fortunate to have the T, obviously, for my job. So.
Yeah. Well, we like that because we like you.
Yeah,
but there are so many times I catch myself saying like
Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec or Parks, Recreation, and Tourism, and the people are shaking their head to say, we don't do tourism.
Yeah.
And I was like, sorry, that's Rock Hill.
The television show, you know, it's not Parks and Recreation, it's Parks and Rec. Yeah.
That's a good point. But you also have told us it's also Parks, Recreation, and Tourism, Parks and Rec for short.
That's right.
All right, when we look at the summer of 2026 in the city of Rock Hill, we're going to start in June. I guess some of our favorites are coming back, which we love this because that brings a lot of people to our community.
That's right. Yeah, we've got some great events. It's a jam-packed summer across the board with baseball, softball, basketball, a lot of cool stuff. But we're lucky enough to get the MBPA Top 100 Camp back again, so that's a big event for us. That's the top 100 high school players in the country that could potentially go straight from high school to the pros. Mm. So it'll be a lot of college coaches, but also a lot of pro scouts. Mm. So NBA scouts and things like that. It's a closed event, meaning the spectators can't come in. But it is a big get for us to be able to host that for the second year.
So when that happens, to give folks a sense of what it does look like, since the average public, or the average Joe Blow is not allowed in, what does that look like? Is it just a lot of, are they playing games? Are they doing like a combine like we see for football? And are
great
scouts
question.
There writing down the notes and identifying the players?
Yeah, so they bring in actually former NBA players and former NBA coaches to coach the players. So each player will be put on a team of kids they don't know, and then they'll be coached by some famous, you know, coaches and players. And they'll go through some drills and skills and then eventually play some games against one another. And then people are there taking notes and they do the combine type stuff. How high can they jump? How fast can they run? That kind of stuff. Because that's important information for those scouts to look at. But realistically, it's playing 5-on-5, watching that, you know, watching how they play and how they carry themselves. It's a lot of scouts in the room for sure.
And they take over all the courts there at the Rock Hill Sports and Event
Center. Yeah, and it's really, really neat how they do it. They set up a weight room on one of the courts. Mm. They set up a training room on one of the courts. So they even have a room. One of the courts is a space. They call it the sanctuary. It's a space where the pro players that are there can go and work out and not be bothered by anybody. They just go and get some shots up or do plyometrics or whatever they want.
And that event in years past has been an economic boom for us, right?
Sure. Yeah, it's been. Nobody from our area, typically, you know, is in that. So it's everybody, 100% economic impact from people coming from outside of the area. And that leads into July, which is always a huge month for us. You know, we're lucky enough to have Adidas come back and bring the three-stripe brand back to us again with the boys and the girls. Again, that's another event where the college coaches come in, and spectators are welcome for that. So that economic impact for that is higher than the NBAPA camp. But it's a really cool event to see all those coaches and, you know, our airport getting all the planes coming in and everything. So it's really neat.
Brian, for that event, the Adidas Three Stripes event and the other NBA event, do you all sign a contract with these organizations, or is it just the contract for like the summer of 2026 and you have to resell yourself if you want to get them back in 2027?
Yeah, good question. So most events are we do 5 years out. The NBA camp is a one-year deal. We strongly believe, hey, if you come to Rock Hill 1 year, you're going to want to come back. Our Southern Hospitality, our customer service, our facilities will keep people coming back. Now, I will tell you that we are excited to announce that we did sign a five-year deal with the American Cornhole League to host the World Championships through 2030. Mm. So we're super excited about that. That was a year-by-year deal there, and we finally signed a a deal with them to bring them back. So we're super excited about that, that we don't have to worry, you know, we're going to have them back next year and we don't, you know, are we going to fill that gap with something else? Or so to have the Cornhole League come back for five more years is awesome.
We like that.
Yeah.
Let's switch gears and look at Miracle Park, because I know we're focusing on 2026. Is there anything that left yet?
No, that was good. Okay. Yeah.
Remind us of the dates.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Good point.
Yeah. So the to look at my notes here, the NBA Top 100 Camp is June 8th through 11th. And of course, that's closed, unfortunately. You can watch it online. The Adidas 3SSB Boys is July 16th through the 19th, and the girls is July 24th through 27th. And the day after the girls leave, Cornhole comes in. So that will be July 28th through August 2nd.
Now, the Adidas event is open to the public?
Adidas event is open to the public.
And do they need to purchase tickets?
You can purchase tickets at the door.
Okay.
Yep, come in. You can do it online or at the door.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's a look at 2026 right now. Who knows? Somebody else might be interested this summer. And at the last minute, you'll get a phone call.
Yep.
And I know what's happened before.
Yeah.
And Brian and his tourism staff says, sure, we can make it happen. And then you do make it happen for sure. But we're going to look at 2027 for a quick second, because something big is going to happen over there at Miracle Park.
Yeah, we have staff is really working hard on hosting the Miracle League All-Stars. We're excited about that. That will be in the fall of 27. So we're actually have already started meeting for that event. That is bringing a lot of athletes into town. It's a marquee event for us. It will be, again, not big on the economic impact side, but huge on the, you know, making awareness of Rock Hill side.
And folks are coming from across the country on this. So
correct.
It's just like the All-Stars that we see in football and basketball and baseball when they're held in a big city like Atlanta or Dallas or in San Francisco.
Frisco, Texas this year.
Oh, okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, there you go. I mean, Frisco, Texas has the headquarters for the Dallas Cowboys.
Correct.
So that's think correct. Of it like that. So it's there this year, and then next year it's coming to Rock Hill.
That's correct, yeah.
And Brian, I guess that brings up a good conversation to have is that I guess at this point, when it comes to tourism and parks and recreation, the city of Rock Hill is no longer competing against cities that you're comparable in size to, maybe in the Carolinas. You're competing against bigger cities now.
Maybe
explain how that works for folks who might not understand your world.
Yeah, well, it used to be, and I travel a lot to try to sell Rock Hill and what we have here, and used to be that I would have to explain where Rock Hill is and what Rock Hill is. Now I don't. I go and people say, oh, you're in Rock Hill. We want to be in your market. We want to be in Rock Hill. And a lot of the things that we're going after are our competition is the big cities, Houston, you know, Frisco, Texas, for example, Orlando, New York City. And that's our competition now, you know, and they have lots of money and lots of things that draw people in. I mean, you think of Orlando. So we really have to do a really good job of having top-notch facilities, which is, I mean, that's check mark. Mm-hmm. Great staff, check mark, you know, customer service. And then the city, I mean, having the people in our city. I mean, people fall in love with our city, the ease of getting around, our hotel, you know, staff and people there, and our pricing of hotels and how what we are in 77 to the airport. I mean, it's a win-win-win. For us. So it really, really helps. And our geographical location definitely helps. You know, being halfway between Miami and New York definitely helps.
Okay. So. And also here just in the Carolinas between the mountains and the coast.
That's right.
So folks who come for a 3 or 4 day tournament can then expand that into a week long or extended vacation, especially in the summer months. But that's interesting. It really is an interesting look at who you're competing against now versus maybe who you were competing against 5 or 10 years ago,
right.
Which were cities comparable in size and amenities throughout the Carolinas and the Southeast, but now we've grown and moved up the ladder where we're competing against, again, Disney World, Disneyland, Dallas. I mean, big cities, mm-hmm. New York. I mean, there's so much for families to do. So that just means more things will be coming to Rock Hill.
Right. Well, I mean, and the other thing too is, you know, we are obviously competing against cities and in the state, and we were awarded the Governor's Conference in 27.
Oh, cool.
So that's never been held in Rock Hill before. It's always been held, you know, what we call the Big Five: Spartanburg, Myrtle Beach, Columbia, things like that. So to get that conference here is a big deal.
And that is huge, because that's huge. When they give out all the major awards in tourism across the state of South Carolina. And to your point, the last couple of years I've seen it, it's been like in Hilton Head and in Charleston. And so Kiowa. So think of those kind of places. And now they're adding Rock Hill to their stop. So we appreciate that.
Yeah.
The statewide tour.
Yeah.
It's got to be complete with a stop in Rock Hill.
That's right. No doubt.
Brian Jones is the tourism supervisor. He's part of Rock Hill Parks, Recreation, and Tourism.